As Patty said, I am Jennifer Tinney. I'm with the Arizona Partnership for Immunization. We're the statewide coalition, and that's a private and public partnership working together to make sure that all of Arizona kids and adults are covered with the immunizations that they need. We're fortunate in Arizona because we have a strong partnership that's been working together for over 20 years on large projects like getting our registry started with private foundation funding and projects like this billing program. So we had kind of the perfect opportunity to try something new and different with a group that worked very well together. However, in the beginning, our coalition had three full-time staff who were very, very busy working on numerous projects across the state. So we were able to get the ARRA funding and pull that up to 9 in order to pull off this pretty big billing program that we didn't have a whole lot of experience with prior to. Our medical leadership, however, in our steering committee made a huge difference for how we were able to handle this because it's the state and the county health public directors, our state Medicaid plan, which is called Access, medical directors of our private plans, and then medical leadership from around the entire state as well as our universities and our private foundations. Our budget was cut several years ago, as Patty explained, so we didn't have any state funds to start anything new and any new projects to really get out to the kids that we had in the community. So we had to get kind of creative about how we were going to do that and to develop some long-term solutions. Maricopa County was kind enough to volunteer themselves as the guinea pig for this billing program, which was a big guinea pig with 4 million kids. So we decided if we could go big first, we could handle the other ones. And unfortunately, in Maricopa County, with deficits in public health funding, they have 7 immunization nurses who take care of all 4 million people. So they're extremely busy. So the idea that Maricopa County Department of Public Health Nursing could start a billing program was just pretty much out of the question at that point. So we started off with a goal of figuring out if we could start a self-sustaining billing program, and TAPI agreed to take on this project. But we had pretty low expectations. Our hope was to make $1 more than we had. So that's how we kind of kept going in the beginning. Just $1. You know, we kept hearing about all of the obstacles and all the impossibilities, but $1 sounds doable. So we weren't even kind of looking long range. $1 was our motto. So we kind of started looking at a needs assessment, and to do that, we pulled in all of our partners, we met with the health plans, we met with the counties to define similar problems, we met with billing vendors, and we started kind of hiring staff to do this. What happened when we met with all of these groups is we heard about how difficult this was going to be. So luckily, we didn't know anything about billing, so we were able to ignore everything that they said and just keep going. We heard that we were going to need 10 to 20 billers to do the number of claims that we wanted to do. I'm thinking, you know, staff-wise, my gosh, that's huge salaries. We met with billing vendors that were selling us $3 million billing programs. So, yeah, it was becoming a little daunting. But we decided to do it anyway. And instead of taking kind of a methodical approach to this, we just thought we would just start doing everything all at one time and see where we got. Because, again, we were only trying to make $1. So we started talking to our partners, we collected data, we contracted with health plans, we worked on policy, we developed the workflow, we processed the claims, and we searched for funding, all starting on day one. In starting that dialogue, we talked to leadership, we enlisted Medicaid, we had the Vaccine Congress that Patty talked about, and that's where we really set the stage. We brought in all the partners. Specifically, we had a roundtable of health plans, we had manufacturers attend, we had physicians attend, and all of the physician associations, and we sat down and said, we have to fix this collectively, which worked in our favor later when we were trying to do contracting because it was really hard for them to agree to do it in a Congress and then not follow through with this on the other end. But we really showed our health plans how they were going to gain from this partnership. And this is some old data from 2007 from our NIS, but it does show that kids who see a private provider, about 70% of them are covered, 72%. Kids that go to county health departments, about 65% of them have all of the shots that they need by age 2. But if you have a child who uses both a private provider and a county health department, you can get those 95% of those kids covered. So this was a benefit to the health plan to say that we're a partner, we understand we want kids in a medical home, but there is a need for health departments to fill those gaps when they're not there. And as we collected the data, we looked at how many kids were really insured in our state. And that was 70,000 patients that Maricopa County sees per year, just to kind of give you an idea of the volume that we were talking about. So our breakdown of private insured and public insured was there. So we decided to go over after the low-hanging fruit with, of course, our Medicaid kids. It was the biggest block of our insured population. I know a lot of states bill Medicaid, and we had not done so in the past because our Medicaid system is set up much like the private system. We have access as our oversight, and they contract with 14 different health plans. So we had to go to each health plan and start a contract, develop a system in order to send claims to them. So, for instance, APIPA, which is the second one listed, is also United Healthcare. And so we had to go through exactly the same system that we would with United Healthcare. Didn't help us that we were able to contract with IPAPA when we went after that United contract. I was really hoping it would cover it in one, but it didn't. So our Medicaid plan was a lot more complicated. We then developed the billing working flow. Because Maricopa County only had 7 nurses, they couldn't change how they did business, so we had to do it our billing system around them. So what we did was we took the encounter forms from the community health department, every single one that they saw, all 70,000, and we put them through the access system to see if any of those kids were covered with Medicaid. And we found out that more were covered than actually had identified. We developed a workflow. We billed those. We sent those to the health plans. The health plans had to create whole new systems to incorporate public health because there's no checkbox for public health in any kind of system for a health plan. We then got it through the health plan, sent it electronically, and though our hope was only $1, our expectations were high because you can see from the last bubble we were expecting bags of money. We stayed optimistic throughout. So we started billing access. We were getting back $10 to $12 a shot. Recently, we did start billing the private health plans, and we get back anywhere between $10 and $61 per shot. Those multiple antigen reimbursement rates that are working in some plans have made a huge difference for how we can incorporate private plans. When we went after the private side, we decided to hit those top 5 plans and leave the rest for later. Again, the low-hanging fruit. So we went after our total enrolled lives that were the most impact, which was, of course, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United, and Cigna. Then we started breaking down our patients by who was accessing the county health department by health plan, and we came to them and said, we have this data on your kids. We'd love to give it to you to help you increase your HEDIS scores. We'd like to do that by sending you a nice claim that you can just pay us a nominal fee for. It's not working all the time, but occasionally it does. But this is just an example of how difficult it can be. Again, we can't change the working flow of the Maricopa County nurses. So they are taking copies of the card, but we're not asking them to verify any kind of insurance. We do that after the fact. Because these are Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance cards, and you can see that all 4 of them are very different. Only 2 of them are valid. So it's pretty difficult for a nurse on the front end to know which one of these cards we can actually bill for. So we do all of it after the fact, which has stopped us from buying vaccine in a private stock and being able to bill back for the vaccine at this point, because we're only billing for that admin fee, because we have no way to verify on the front end. We have no way of knowing whether that child needs a private stock or a VFC or 317 funded vaccine. So at this point, we're just billing for those admin fees. What we would like to do is to keep our billing flow and then verify it after the child receives it and then be able to pay back the money to a vaccine stockpile somewhere that either takes place on the state level or at some other level. So we can share our bags of money with that state-funded program. It was nice to do it from the approach of a coalition because we had a real holistic piece on this. It's not just a billing system. We're not a third-party biller. We really are trying to change the system all around. So we advocate for change. We do all of the contract negotiations for Maricopa County. They haven't had to change that workflow at all. We track all the monthly numbers. We report them. We provide yearly financial audits. We're trying to develop a billing module off of our registry system, so eventually we can put us out of business and the counties can bill directly for what they do in state of entry. We're looking at statewide buying groups to help our county health departments as well as our physicians. We train office staff on immunization best practices. We've introduced legislation this year for mandatory reimbursement. We provide CME programs for our docs so they don't send our kids to the county health departments. And we train their office staff as well. We have ongoing stakeholder updates, and we create legislation when necessary. So we've looked at, our biggest thing was, is this a sustainable program? So what we've tried to do is identify costs that will happen over time as we have gotten better at this. What's it going to cost to run it? And so I've broken it down almost to the dollar of what we feel is really important to sustain this program. And it costs about $212,000 a year, close to 2013. But that includes IT support, computers. It's even the annual auditing and the reports. Everything is included in that. So do we have enough patient encounters per year to sustain that and to make a difference? And we think we do. In 2009, though they saw 70,000 patients in Maricopa County, you'll notice in 2010 we had a drop down to 56,000. We've had a lot of people leave our state, so our population is actually declining right now. But you can see as far as billing goes, we've gotten far more efficient. In 2009, we made approximately half of what we did in 2010, so we did get a little bit better at it. But essentially, that tells us that we were able to sustain the program. We met with some common obstacles. I'm sure those of you who are doing billing hear about. I think the worst thing that we have come across is all of our tax ID numbers, our access ID numbers, our NPI numbers. A public health department doesn't function like a private sector doc does, but the health plans don't know that. We have checks that land all over the state. They go to the homeless clinic. They go to the community health nursing. They come to our office. So part of our job is actually tracking down the claims after they come in. You know, you think that it would be a little bit neater than it is, but it certainly hasn't been. The obstacles in filling out the 1500 forms can be very, very complicated. If a number bumps up against the edge of the form, it automatically denies the form. So we've gotten pretty good about making sure that our electronic systems are sending it correctly, that on our denied claims when we have to send back a paper bill, that we're actually doing it just within the exact specifications. Our recommendations for other states who are looking at doing it is consider consolidating your effort into a statewide system, because the larger counties can help the smaller counties. There's no way our smaller counties can afford to put together the startup fees and the basic costs for a billing system. But if you can pool it together, the bulk of the claims coming from your larger counties can make up the difference for your smaller ones. We need to consider a national or state buying groups for contracting and purchasing vaccine so that we can just give the money back to one solid piece instead of trying to have each individual county purchase the vaccine. We did not have to credential our public health department because they don't actually need hospital privileges. We heard often from health plans that we did, but if we kept calling back and got to the right section, we didn't have to do that. Our biggest piece was no does not mean no. Every time you call a health plan and say, could we please have a contract? The first thing that they're going to say is no, thank you. We actually heard, let me get this straight. We used to send all of our kids to you for free, and now you want us to pay for those kids? Why would we do that? So as soon as we got a no from our contracting division, we went directly to the quality control department, who really wanted the HEDIS scores, and we went to the medical director because they had a vested interest in being part of the community and making a difference. And so no does not mean no. Every contracting person on the face of the earth will tell you it'll be at least 6 months before you can get it through. We were able to get contracts signed much faster. Not to say that we have all of our plans signed up, because we still don't. We still have a few who are holding out. Our next step is to get the favorable contracts with those private health plans, to expand services to other counties, and to explore a private vaccine stock program. This very boring graph, which shows you exactly what 50-50 looks like, actually represents an important aspect of our program, because that's the number of physicians in our state who are sending privately insured kids to health departments. We have a survey in the field, and 50% of them send a child out for at least one vaccine. That's a huge impact to our public health department. If we don't have a way of recouping those funds, then we're really going to have a problem serving all of those kids. So the big question, did we make our goal? Did we make $1 more? And did we develop a sustainable program? Yes. Thank you. To date in claims, we've had $731,000 in administration fees. Close to $500,000 of that has gone directly into Maricopa County Nursing. We actually have the face of public health nursing. We've been able to hire some nurses that are integrating immunizations into other projects. Projects like community health nurses who go to child care centers. They know a lot more about immunizations. They're able to carry that message over. And so we're really making an impact for the kids by using that money in our immunization community. For every dollar that we spend on sustaining this program, $2.23 is generated. That's a 55% profit on investment. We think that's pretty good. We hope over time to get a little bit better because, as you can see in the small print below, we actually billed $1.6 million in claims and admin fees. And so we think we can do a little bit better about what we can get back in the coming years. And with that, our Arizona kids say thank you for all of the effort and for the additional funding through the ARRA funds to make this possible. And if you have any questions, you are certainly welcome to contact us. We'd love to share what we were able to do. Thank you.